Good morning. I'm Harper Nelson.
I'm Grace Lynn Eastman.
And I'm Henry Bodie. Welcome to the special episode of The Bear Facts, where we're doing some celebrating here at Bishop Garrigan High School.
On to state. While we've said that a lot at Bishop Garrigan is still a very special thing whenever our Golden Bears qualify for state. Last Wednesday, the Golden Bear girls made history when they won the regional final and made it onto state for the 7th year in a row. The Bears' streak started right before the COVID pandemic back in 2020.
Back in 2020, the team was led by Audie Crooks and Molly Joyce, both of whom would go on to become dominating college players. A lot of people thought that when they graduated, the Bears' dominance would be done. The team has reinvented itself again and again. The 2026 Golden Bears are back to being the top-rated team in Class 1A. They started slow in the regional final, but they ended up beating Lake Mills 55-33 to win the right to play at the Casey Center.
The Bears go into state with a 23-2 overall record. Their only losses were to Class 5A state qualifier West Des Moines Valley and to Class 3A Forest City. Their wins include setting the school single-game scoring record, racking up 102 points against Class 3A Eagle Grove.
Junior Gracelyn Eastman has been the Bears' top scorer this year, averaging more than 17 points per game. Senior Sasha Allish has also consistently scored in double digits. Four Golden Bear seniors, Sasha Allish, Emmy Bartolo, Carly Nielsen, and Alyssa Hoglin, have all averaged more than 35% on three-point shots, and Emmy Bartolo leads the entire state in free throw percentage at over 90%.
Senior Ava Rothler has been a key contributor on defense, and sophomores Madeline Tigges and Addie Ferris have gotten lots of playing time on both sides of the ball. Rounding out the state-bound team are Bree Ludwig, Shiloh Trainer, Lily Erpelding-Wickman, Brooklyn Birdie, Jenna Peterson, and Rakaya Nielsen. The Bears will play their opening game at state Wednesday at 1:30 against Key High School from Lansing. The semifinals are Friday at 1:30, and the 1A state championship will be next Saturday night. Good luck at state to the Golden Bear girls.
The girls aren't the only team with a chance to go to state. Tonight, the district champion Bishop Garrigan boys will be playing their sub-state game over in Mason City, the same gym where the girls won their regional final. The 22-2 Golden Bears will take on 21-3 South Winneshiek High School from Kalmar. Game time is 7 o'clock tonight. We will encourage you to be there in person, but you can also catch the live stream from KLGA's own Tyler Lance. We're crossing our fingers that the boys will also head down to Casey Center in Des Moines.
At every Golden Bear game, you'll see the Bishop Garrigan Basketball Spirit Squad. Senior Addison Cooper is the winter cheer captain, and she's been a cheerleader all through high school. Joining her are Stormy Larson, Adrian Cooper, Addison Lubenthal, Anaya Thomas, Abby Deardoff, and Riley Dorning. You'll also see Gary the Bear, or perhaps his alter ego, Caden Graves, cheering on his fellow Bears at every game. Thanks to the cheerleaders for the hard work they do all season long.
At the State DECA Conference 2 weeks ago, Garrigan freshman Hope Rooney competed in the Principles of Entrepreneurship category. She was one of the top competitors at State, and she ended up qualifying for the International DECA Career Development Competition. That will be held April 25th through 28th in Atlanta. Congrats, Hope!
Today, the District Individual Speech Contest is being held over in Newell. While several of Garrigan's entries had to cancel, mostly because of the sub-state basketball game, there will be three Golden Bears competing in five events. Eva Kohlhaus, Lucy Eisenbarth, and Alice Casey are all competing in storytelling. Eva is also entered in musical theater, and Lucy is also entered in improvisation. Best wishes to all the individual speech entrants.
Several people from Garrigan are being honored today at the Iowa Football Coaches Association Conference in Altoona. Mick Elbert is receiving an award as Assistant Coach of the Year, and longtime announcer David Burrow is being honored with the Ken Winkler Distinguished Service Award. And head coach Marty Wadley will be honored as a Regional Coach of the Year. Three Golden Bear players, Tate Furch, Kyle Borman, and Kanan Graves, are also academic All-State honorees. Congratulations!
Because of all the basketball news, we're skipping our senior spotlight this week. On our Golden Bear calendar, there's the district speech contest today in Newell. Then tonight, the Golden Bears will play in the sub-state final against South Winneshiek at Mason City High School.
Monday night, we'll have our annual academic banquet. This year, that will be combined with the Honor Society induction. We'll let you know who the honorees are on the next week's show.
Tuesday, the Golden Bear dance team will perform at the state basketball tournament. We'll have a pep rally for the Garrigan girls at around 2:15 Tuesday afternoon.
There's no school at Garrigan or Seton next Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday. This is our official spring break. The Golden Bear girls will have their first game at state Wednesday at 1:30, when they'll face Key Lansing.
The Quiz Bowl team will compete in the Online Knowledge Master next Thursday. The girls' state semifinals is Friday at 1:30, and the state championship is Saturday at 7 p.m.
That's the Bear Facts for February. Thanks for joining us, and be sure to join us at State and then next Saturday for more news from Bishop Garrigan High School.
Go Bears!